It's sort of one of those mornings that when you hear on the news the leader of North Korea has stood in South Korea, you think, I remember where it was when I heard that. And the Supreme Leader Kim said to President Moon, "I'm glad to meet you. I'm so glad." And President Moon said, "Was there any difficulty coming here?" And Kim said, "No, not at all." President Moon said, "It's a pleasure to meet you." Chairman Kim then said, "Indeed, and I'm so filled with excitement because of the meeting at this historic site, and I was truly moved that you have come all the way to receive me at the military demarcation line." President Moon then said, "It was your bold and courageous decision that has allowed us to come this far." Supreme Leader Kim then said, "No, no, not at all." President Moon said, "We have made a historic moment. Chairman Kim, I am pleased to meet with you." And President Moon said, "Would you please stand on this side?" So that sounds exceptionally cordial. Let me speak to Dr. Alexandra Titoff, who's from the School of History, Anthropology, Philosophy and Politics at Queen's University. Dr. Titoff, good morning. Were you surprised by this morning?
No, I think it was building up for a while now. But it's still a historical moment. So the first time a North Korean leader actually deemed to visit the South by himself. So that's good news, I think.
You see, we've spent most of our lives, certainly recent time, whether his father or the Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un, looking at them with great suspicion. And then he comes across and he seems like a pretty standard, decent bloke. Is he totally fooling us, or can we trust a man like that?
Well, no, I don't think you should trust him. But you know, you shouldn't trust anybody in diplomacy. But there are kind of there's been movement on North Korea. I mean, it's not the first time they meet. Usually, the South Korean leaders used to fly to Pyongyang for meeting Kim's, but this time he came to South Korea, so that's important. But they have their own objectives in terms of what they want to get out of the deal. There's been a lot of pressure on them from United States, from China, but also they think they're confident enough to start negotiating in earnest. I think they make some significant breakthroughs in the nuclear program, and they are at the stage when they think they can talk to the Americans and the South Koreans about that.
So Kim Jong-un stepping back from his missiles would be a big help to all of us, this rocket man thing that President Trump talks about. That's what the West will be looking for. That's what South Korea will be looking for. What are the North Koreans expecting to get from this hand or set of hands across the border?
Well, I think they want to security guarantees from Americans, most of all, and also opening up of trade and different opportunities, economic opportunities, because when Kim came to power, he actually initiated a series of economic reforms, which did lift up North Korean economy quite a bit. And that's been put in danger by recent sanctions, including from China, by the way, which really put very significant sanctions on North Korea in recent months, going well beyond what was required of them by the United Nations. So I think he wants primarily security guarantees, and secondly, various trade opportunities. But he's not going to give up his nuclear weapons that easily. You can be rest assured of that.
And can we expect North Korea in the future to be similar to China, similar to Russia maybe in some way, that there'll be much more of a business acumen among the people there, or is that too much to expect?
Yeah, they already been studied that within the very specific circumstances of North Korea. Basically, they are willing to contemplate a limited number of reforms, economic reforms, liberalization of the market, de facto of some private property and markets in North Korea, while keeping a very tight grip on the political side of things, as well as continuing with the nuclear program. So there's definitely potential there, but it will take a very long time for anything to happen. And I think it will really be moving more like China, but in much sort of tighter control domestically than anything we see in the south of the border or in Russia.
And will that very enthusiastic female newsreader that they have in North Korea, will she have told the North Koreans exactly what's happening?
Well, they will have their own spin. The official line they have is that they have achieved such a big breakthrough in their nuclear program that they are now willing to they don't need nuclear tests anymore or missile tests anymore, and they're willing to negotiate. I think that's the official line from North Korea. So we'll have to see if Trump can actually push them to do more than just suspend the program, but actually start giving up nuclear weapons they already have. That's a big question.
And do you think we'll actually see the meeting that everyone's talking about, Kim and Trump?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. Yes, I think it's going that way. I mean, you already seen Pompeo, the then head of CIA. Now he's just been confirmed as Secretary of State, United States. Been to North Korea, met Kim. Kim certainly made symbolic gestures such as going to South Korea, and he visited China recently as well for meeting with Xi, which is very important for Chinese and North Koreans, sort of seeing that any deal is being done will be done with the Chinese blessing. So I think the stage is set for meeting with Trump, but it's not 100%. But I think we're moving there. I think it's much more possible than that's ever been.
And finally, are we in a position this morning where we're slightly safer than we used to be, or not?
I think so. Yes, I think there is. There's obviously when you talk about negotiations and diplomacy rather than threats of strikes or invasion and so forth, that's already kind of a move towards a safer situation. And I think there is North Korea. There is willingness for them to engage proceed towards more amicable relations with the rest of the world, which is good news for everybody.
Yeah, it's a really interesting story. Dr. Alexander Tatov, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
20 minutes to 10 is the time. It is one of those stories. You sort of remember where you were whenever you heard that King Jong-un was crossing the line.